This is the Alleycast for June 2009 on FolkAlley.com. It's our monthly podcast where we highlight some of the most recent content that we've put up on the website. In this episode of the Alleycast, we'll be listening to our exclusive live from Folk Alley concert with Pete Morton and Barefoot Bluegrass. We'll hear our open mic artist of the month, Michael Tomlinson. We'll also listen to Stephen Seifert and Jerry Rockwell, two of the finest dulcimer players on the planet. And we'll hear a montage of the songs that you voted for in Folk Alley's 100 Most Essential Folk Songs of All Time. That list is now on the website at FolkAlley.com. Our former host at FolkAlley.com, Jeff St. Clair, sat down and spoke with two of the finest mountain dulcimer players on the planet, Stephen Seifert and Jerry Rockwell. We'll present a portion of our in-studio session recording with those musicians right now on the Alleycast from FolkAlley.com.
Could you tell us a little bit about the origins of the dulcimer? I imagine the nearest relative of this instrument is the zither. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy history. It's in the zither family. The zither is really a big family of instruments, and this instrument kind of very roughly came from a whole bunch of European zithers found in Europe, in France and Germany. Germany had the Scheidholt, in France they had the Epinette de Vogue. In Iceland, we have the Langspiel. In Norway, we have the Langelek. There's a whole bunch of fretted zithers that you set on your lap, usually, or on a table. And the dulcimer didn't emanate from any one of them. There's no direct link, but they're so similar. I think that probably the Germanic connections are very strong. The very earliest instruments in America were found in Pennsylvania in the late 1700s. And they were very Germanic instruments. They were. Some people call them Pennsylvania Germanic zithers. You know, they don't really call them dulcimers. And I know that most of the dulcimer historians say that, you know, when you have an actual big fingerboard piece above the soundboard, that's when the real true dulcimer, the true American dulcimer, starts. The Scheidholts and a lot of those instruments have a little thin strip on top where the frets are in, or the frets are right on the soundboard or something. So they're not really like this with a fingerboard chunk piece, you know, that's up above.
So the mountain dulcimer is unique to America.
It really is an American instrument, pretty much, yeah. But like I say, you know, depending on who you talk to, you have those European ancestors, and that ancestry is really important.
I'd like to hear some of these instruments. We have two mountain dulcimers here. Stephen Seifert and Jerry Rockwell, who have brought part of the renaissance, I suppose, of dulcimer playing today. Maybe you can play something that reminds you of David Schnaufer. Go ahead and tell us what song you want to do.
Well, you know, David wrote a lot of songs, and he also played a lot of country and pop classics, and he played old-time fiddle tunes, too. So this is one that I learned from him and some of his cohorts when I first showed up in Nashville. It's called Whiskey Before Breakfast. Folks who don't like the drink call it Spirits in the Morning.
I think there's a bluegrass show by that name around here.
So we'll do a little bit of that here. Thank you.
Stephen Seifert and Jerry Rockwell playing Mountain Dulcimers in the Folk Alley Studios. You can listen and watch our full Folk Alley session recording with both of those musicians right now on the website at folkalley.com. Thanks, too, to Jeff St. Clair, one of our former hosts at Folk Alley, for presenting that interview. I'm Chris Boros, and this is the Alleycast for June 2009. In September of 2008, English singer-songwriter Pete Morton played a concert in Salem, Ohio, and Folk Alley contributing producer Joe Gunderman was there to capture the concert. Right now on the website, the full show's there for you to listen to, and we'll hear a song from it right now. Here's Pete Morton from September 21st, 2008.
I sit neath a tree in Naseby Field. History before me feels like Gethsemane. I sit neath a tree in Naseby Field in the still of the night. Miles from the light. I had a vision in my sleep. Saw flying machines. Saw the beast that eats the human heart still hungry. Not much I recognized. Set the fire in the skies and the same skullduggery. Oh, the winds blow softly over Naseby Field. Though tomorrow that'll change as we race into the game. And the sky will grow dark over Naseby Field. But to victory we ride with God on our side. I had a vision in my sleep. Saw flying machines. Saw the beast that eats the human heart still hungry. Not much I recognized. Set the fire in the skies and the same skullduggery. Blood turns to mud on Naseby Field. After tomorrow, victory or sorrow, there'll be nothing worth keeping on Naseby Field. The grass will still grow. Men will never know. I had a vision in my sleep. Saw flying machines. Saw the beast that eats the human heart still hungry. Not much I recognized. Set the fire in the skies and the same skullduggery. So I sit neath a tree in Naseby Field, and I think about you. I long to be holding you. I pray that I'm spared in Naseby Field, 'cause for all this is worth, soon you'll give birth. I had a vision in my sleep. Saw flying machines. Saw the beast that eats the human heart still hungry. Not much I recognized. Set the fire in the skies and the same skullduggery. I had a vision in my sleep. Saw flying machines. Saw the beast that eats the human heart still hungry. Not much I recognized, except the fire in the skies and the same skullduggery.
That's just one song from our exclusive Live from Folk Alley concert with Pete Morton that was recorded in September of 2008 by our producer Joe Gunderman. You can listen to the full show right now on the website at folkalley.com. Each month we like to highlight an artist who has posted songs on the open mic portion of Folk Alley, and this month our highlighted artist is Michael Tomlinson from Seattle, Washington. Michael draws upon folk, smooth jazz, and Americana, and his songs unfold with an easygoing charm and clarity. His most recent record is called The Way Out West. Here is Michael Tomlinson and his song called Seattle Skies.
I was an ordinary boy till freedom called me. Freedom called my name. And that unusual voice, making the sound of yellow leaves blowing down a blue highway. I loved the thrill of the wind, oh, as early as I can recall. I thought of weather as my friend, whether sun or snow or rain, I was born to love it all. Now I'm walking under gray Seattle skies, thinking how I'm going to miss the days gone by. Even if I feel the bite of bitter winter wind, oh, I vow to not be one for hurrying. I'll take my time and breathe it in.
That's Folk Alley's featured open mic artist for June of 2009. That's Michael Tomlinson from Seattle, Washington, and his song called Seattle Skies. You can listen to five other songs that Michael has posted on open mic. You can find his link on the homepage at folkalley.com. Recently, we asked the Folk Alley audience to vote for the 100 most essential folk songs of all time. We left the voting up for about 2 months, and now we have compiled the results, and the list is on the website for you to check out. There's also a side stream, 7 hours long, featuring all 100 songs for you to listen to. Right now, we'll hear a montage of some of the songs you voted for.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me,
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful, when the sky was full of
the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. For once she was a true love of mine.
I've been walking in my sleep and counting troubles, instead of counting sheep. And where the years went, I can't say. I just turned around and they've gone away.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, hammer in the evening.
Oh, all over this land,
hammer on danger.
That's just a small montage of some of the songs featured in Folk Alley's 100 Most Essential Folk Songs of All Time list. It's a list that you voted for, and there's also a side stream featuring all 100 songs on the website, so you can listen to all of them. The side stream runs about 7 hours long, and you can view the list right now on the homepage at folkalley.com. I'm Chris Boros, and this is the Alleycast for June 2009. Barefoot Bluegrass from Alaska played a concert recently near Folk Alley on May 2nd of 2009. Our contributing producer Craig Adams was there to record the concert, and we'll present a small sample of it to you right now. Here's Barefoot Bluegrass.
This one's for all you rockers out there.
Nobody ever loved me like she does. Oh, she does. Yeah, she does. And if somebody loved me like she do me, oh, she does, yeah, she does. So don't let me down, oh, don't let me down. Don't let me down, oh, don't let me down. She really loved me. Oh, she done me. She done me good. And I guess nobody ever really loved me like she loved me. She done me good. Gonna last. It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that has no past. So don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. She does, oh, she does, yeah, she does. And if somebody loved me like she do me, oh, she does, yeah, she does.
Thank you so much. That one's also... it's also on the new record. Probably recognized that tune. We're gonna have Kate sing you a number that her mom taught her.
More in this world to run, say, darling, say.
Dad's gonna buy a billy goat. If that billy goat won't pull, Dad's gonna buy a carton bowl. If that carton bowl fall down, you're still the sweetest baby in town. Say, darling, say. Starch and iron, say, darling, say. Starch and iron, be a train. I'll get drunk and lie in the shade.
That is the lovely Kate Hamry.
That's a small sample from our Live from Folk Alley concert featuring Barefoot Bluegrass. It was recorded by our contributing producer, Craig Adams, on May 2nd, 2009 at the Happy Days Lodge in Peninsula, Ohio. You can listen to the full concert right now on the website at folkalley.com. This has been the Alleycast for June 2009. Thank you so much for listening today. Don't forget to listen to all of the new content on the website, like our exclusive in-studio session with the Dulcimer guys, Stephen Seifert and Jerry Rockwell. Plus, we have a concert up right now from Pete Morton, a concert from Barefoot Bluegrass, our 100 Most Essential Folk Songs of All Time list, and the open mic sounds of Michael Tomlinson. I'm Chris Boros. Thanks for listening.